I'm Aaron Schachter with The World. You may have seen some stories about China building new islands out of sand in the South China Sea. It's all part of China's plans to project its military power far beyond its borders. And it's not a secret. China's Ministry of National Defense just put out a strategy paper. It says China's Navy is moving from just protecting its coastline to patrolling the open seas. And since the U.S. military does some of its own patrolling in the Pacific, there's concern that all of this increases the chances of an unintended confrontation. Here's more from The World's Matthew Bell.
You don't hear about it too much, but American and Chinese military forces are engaged in a high-stakes game of chicken off of China's coastline. Members of a CNN film crew managed to capture some evidence of that recently. They went along during a U.S. Navy surveillance flight in the South China Sea, and they were recording audio when this warning came in.
This is Chinese Navy. You are approaching our military alert zone. Leave immediately.
An American officer on board the plane said he was quite certain that the warning had come from a Chinese military installation on a newly constructed artificial island below, and that warning was repeated again and again.
This is the Chinese Navy. Please go away quickly.
These encounters can be dangerous. In 2001, a mid-air collision between a U.S. Navy spy plane and a Chinese Air Force jet ended with the Chinese pilot dead and the American crew detained after the plane had to make an emergency landing on the Chinese island of Hainan. Suddenly, Beijing and Washington had a diplomatic crisis on their hands. How common is this sort of military encounter, like the one in the CNN report? Very common, says Taylor Fravel of MIT's Security Studies program.
That could be relabeled a day in the life of a U.S. surveillance aircraft. The surveillance flight was not new. Subsequent to that report appearing, various spokespersons from the Defense Department said they conduct these flights almost every day. And I'm pretty confident that China's challenge to the flight was not new either. This just happened to be the one day that a CNN crew was allowed to go on the airplane and record what happened.
China says U.S. surveillance flights in waters off its coastline are provocative and irresponsible. American officials say these are vital shipping lanes in international waters and that the flights are all part of maintaining security in the Pacific, something they've been doing for decades. Washington is not happy about China dredging up sand to create new islands in a disputed area. Vietnam, the Philippines, and Taiwan also claim parts of the South China Sea, but Beijing isn't going to back down. Just today, China held a groundbreaking ceremony for two new lighthouses near the contested Spratly Islands. Chun Dingding is from the University of Macau in China. He says there's a lot of blame to go around for the rising tensions in the Pacific.
All sides share the blame because it's always the action-reaction dynamics. When you start one thing, that seems innocent or defensive, but in the eyes of other countries, it's offensive and aggressive.
Chun says there's always a danger of unintended consequences, but he doesn't think the U.S. and China are headed for an inevitable conflict. They have too many mutual interests. Jeffrey Bader was in charge of China policy at the National Security Council from 2009 to 2011. He says China's new artificial islands in the South China Sea are worrisome for Washington and its Pacific allies.
Those activities are definitely of concern.
Is it pretty clear to you that these will be military facilities?
I think it remains to be seen. I think that they'll certainly want to land planes on them. But whether – and they've said that there will be, quote, a few troops on them. But there isn't much you can do on these islands. I mean, they're man-made islands. They're tiny. You can't build a real base on them. But you could probably have some kind of capability on them. So that's a strategic concern and a concern for others in the area.
Bader says those U.S. surveillance flights off the Chinese coast will continue, whether Beijing likes them or not. The U.S. has an alliance with Japan and defense relationships with the Philippines, Taiwan, and Korea. And that, he adds, means keeping tabs on a potential adversary like China. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.